This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 296 for Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
I didn't know he could move like that.
You know, every morning on my way to work, I get hit by a bicyclist. Every morning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. So, of our previous 295 podcasts, we've recorded...
That was really bad. You know, it was so bad. Who sent you that? They need
nobody,
to be fired.
Nobody sent me that. The previous 295 podcasts, we recorded from our house, from the store after hours.
On Sundays
during hours. In the office, and then up to the set that we currently use. Today, for the first time ever...
Yes.
We are in Anderson Penn's Chicago.
Woo!
We're kind of in a small, tucked away corner of the store.
I wonder if that's on purpose. They put us in the corner.
We'll see how this works, here we are. So if there's any background noises, apologize. But the store is open, so we'll see how this works.
Excellent.
So we're going to take a tour of the store. So we're going to turn the camera around and walk through the store.
There we go.
Come on in. Starting here in the store in the paper, we've got the paper blanks.
When we were designing the store, we actually knew that the Loic term and the paper blanks were going to be exactly where they are, so that even when we're closed, people can walk by and see it, and it's bright and exciting.
Over here, we've got our Loic term display.
I love this thing.
This thing barely fit in the store.
An inch
through the clearance.
It was a little dramatic putting it together.
But every color of the rainbow, pocket size on up, including I think we got some white lines in there. Lots of new stuff. The red dots, we've got the copper.
They're really very creative. The colors are amazing. We've got some of the large ones. We've got thin ones, soft cover, hard cover.
There's a sample here, so you can actually look in it, and you can see the paper and all the features of the Loic term.
We have one entire wall of paper products. We do have some of our own notepads, which are very popular.
Pen designs on them, and then we've got the Cornell grid and graph and storyboard.
And the storyboard
which are
as
nice.
Well. We've got a tower of Rhodia as well.
So over here's our start of our wall of ink. We've got at the top Blackstone inks from Australia, Graf von Faber-Castell, Queasy, Schaefer. We've got some Noodlers. We've got Robert Oster.
Also from Australia.
We have our ink books, which have swabs of all the inks we carry. So if you know you're looking for a green ink or a blue ink, you can flip through the books and find the different colors. And then we have this book, which is by brand. So if you know you want to get a Monteverdi ink, you can see what the different colors look like, or you see something on the shelf and you want to know what particular ink looks like, you can find it in this book. Then right next to it, we have the Orochizuku tester set, which has the pens filled with all the different Orochizuku inks. And you can try them out right in a pen and see how they write in real life. So behind the counter, we have our cartridges, and then we move into the rollerball and ballpoint refills. And then we have some calligraphy pens. We've got some converters and some other supplies, repair supplies. Here we have Faber-Castell. We've got looms. We've got the new Essentios. Lots of good writing instrument with steel nib.
A nice, reliable nib.
So over here next to the door, we have our Lamy selection. We have lots of Safaris. The big display in the middle are the Lamy Lux. And then on the right here, we have All Stars. Over here, we have our, I guess, our Italian counter, Italian and German counter, I guess. Starting off with Esterbrook, which is not made in any of those countries, made in Taiwan. Moving over, we've got some Diplomats, we've got some the Lamy 2000s, and then the rest of the case is all Visconti. We've got Rembrandts and Van Goghs in pretty much all the colors. Up here by the front counter, we have a tower display. We've got some Viscontis, including the Divinas, some Medici, and some Vertigo. Up here in the front of the store are two of our seven cases, and we have here our Retro 51 collection, Retro 51 Chicago, and our exclusive Retro 51 Terabyte. So in addition to the retro ballpoints, we have some ballpoints and rollerballs from Cross, including a couple I know you like, the Beverly
and the new Bailey.
I do like the Peerless. For the pencil collector, the pencil user, we've got a selection of pencils, including the Graph Gear 1000, the Sharp Carry. So here we have our Mont Blanc case, and then moving over, we have our Platinum counter. And then on top here, we have our tester set, which has all the nibs, ultra extra fine through music.
This is really fantastic because we keep them inked, and you can just try each of the nibs to see which one you like, which one suits your handwriting.
We have custom 823s in smoke and amber, the Pilot custom Arushi, some Namiki Nippon Art, our Pilot counter, which has everything from the Metropolitan and the Plumix to Prera to our extensive Vanishing Point collection. We've got the Rodden Vanishing Point, and the limited edition is here. All right, so we've got some new products to talk about this week.
Kind of new to the site. Some of it is not necessarily brand new, which makes it even more exciting.
So a little house cleaning on our part.
Which shocked me that you would even let me do that.
Well, you know.
But
not completely.
Winterizing of our house, and I've just been in this massive decluttering mode, which always scares Brian. We've decided to let a couple of our personal pens go. And you know, it doesnn't hurt as much as I thought. I'm ready to move on to the next collecting phase.
They haven't all sold yet, so we've got some really special Vanishing Points. We started with Vanishing Points. We've got the Orange Crush.
Yes.
The Ice Blue, which is maybe one of my favorites, limited editions.
Now, the Orange Crush was a limited edition, and it comes in a special box. It's kind of an orange. I'm not sure if it's actual leather or faux leather with a buckle. It's really cool. The Ice Blue comes in this matching clamshell box. It's really cool.
We've got some unusual Carbonesques.
We've got a white.
White and a green are left.
Yes.
We've got a silver Fermo.
Yes.
People are always asking about the Fermo. You twist the end and the nib comes out instead of the actual push.
And then a couple Pro Gear Slims. I've got one in metallic turquoise.
That one's nice.
I like that one. Pretty.
Yeah, we got that as a trade at a show.
In LA a couple years ago. The Purple Lame, which is similar to the Purple Cosmos with finer...
Not quite as dark.
It's not quite as dark, and it's got finer glitter, almost like shimmer.
It's kind of, I think it's more like the metallic purple, but with...
Which little, sort of like...
Sparkle.
Sparkle, yeah.
Yeah, little sparkle.
It's got little...
So.
What else?
Your Starburst Galaxy.
Starburst Galaxy and my Purple Cosmos in the Pro Gear Slim are all available for sale.
And then I am letting go of my Omas Ogiva Alba in green, and it has the extra flexible or flexible nib on it. So it's really a... And actually, I inked it once and then flushed it, and that was it. So, I mean, in the box, everything's... So some of these may or may not be available by the time this video actually airs. So if you want a future notice, first dibs on this stuff, make sure to sign up for the newsletter, which goes out Tuesdays, and you'll be in on it too.
Absolutely.
Also, some inks.
Some special inks.
Very special inks that are highly desirable.
We usually take an ink of some of the special ones. I don't know how we ended up with a few extras. So we've got the Lamy Petrol and Lamy Copper Orange, which is a really pretty color. Edelstein Smoky Quartz. We've got the Aquamarine.
Bunch of Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc, JFK, the Beatles.
90th anniversary gray,
which is a permanent gray. That was a cool color.
Yeah, a lot of people love that one. So some special inks, and those are up now, and along with the pens. So
grab them before they're gone.
And when they're gone, they're gone. So, but just a couple of each. Mm-hmm. So, in new news, Hobonichi now available here at Anderson Penn Chicago. We've got the Techo. We have all the weeks, including the Weeks Mega. Strawberry, Scarlet, Piglet, Cactus.
I love the Cactus.
Did I miss one? I think I got them all. Strawberry Latte. The strawberry comes in the Mega, which is twice as thick?
Three times as many graph sheets.
Okay.
Yes.
It's thicker. And the Techo, of course, but now available here in AP Chicago, and you can come down and get ready for 2019.
I know. I wish they were bigger. For me. Well, I need the big one.
You didn't have one last year.
Well, no.
Well, once you get a Cousins, well, we should order one of those for you.
Because it's still not big enough. I need like a whole big sheet.
Oh, you're picky.
I have a lot to plan.
Why don't you just print on some Tomo River paper and then bind it?
Well, I could, but that's a lot of work. Anyway.
You'd have to plan to do that. Hobonichi, all Tomo River paper. It's lovely, lovely stuff. The Techo is white, and then the Weeks have kind of an ivory ivory paper. But nice covers. I'm looking forward to actually using my Techo this year.
I'm looking forward to you actually using it.
Well, I've got the Weeks, but the Weeks from last year. But I took a 9-month hiatus, 6-month hiatus.
9 month. All right. So. I'd like to see you use it.
Anyway, all right. See me use it.
So. What else?
Anyway, that's now here in Chicago. Let's just do a rundown of the events that are coming up. So Appleton, we've got scheduled for Tuesday, December 11th. John Lane, General Manager, Pilot USA. Pilot Namiki, 100th anniversary stuff, hopefully.
Yes.
Emperor and the Meiji Maru and amongst other Makie. So John will be in Appleton on the 11th, Tuesday. And then here in Chicago, we're going to move back a little bit. Friday, November 30th and December 1st, Saturday, December 1st, Carrie Yeager with Kenro. So we're going to be looking at Esterbrook, Aurora, Molto Grappa. And also I'm going to be bringing some vintage pens as well, some vintage Esterbrooks and some vintage Esterbrook nibs.
Yes. So that will go with
that
the,
can go in the new,
can
the,
go
can
in
go
the
in
new
Esterbrook.
Esterbrooks. So, correct.
And the next week.
The following week.
Following week, which is going to be Friday, December 7th, Saturday, December 8th. We've got Yaffa with Ken Jones.
You know, we always call Sarge a one-man pen show, but Ken Jones from Yaffa is pretty much his own one-man pen show. So he brings enough to cover
every one of these cases.
Every counter.
Every counter. So he's going to be Diplomat, Stipula, Conklin, Monteverdi, Paraphernalia. What am I missing?
I don't even
know. Half a dozen other brands. So he'll be here that week. The following week, which is the week that John will be in Appleton, Wednesday, Thursday, December 12th, 13th, John and I will be here in Chicago with Pilot Namiki.
I know, I'm so jealous.
And then immediately following that event, Friday and Saturday, 14th and 15th, Michael Hujar from Coles of London will be here with Visconti.
Yes.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
So, you could chop for me.
I might. You bought it last time he was here. You bought a Visconti.
Ballpoint.
Medici Rose Gold.
And you're even willing to admit that your wife owns a ballpoint.
Yeah, it's a pretty pen. That's a pretty pen.
So, it is.
So anyway.
All right.
So that's a rundown of the events. Anything else you want to talk about this week?
No, I think that's good. We did the tour. We talked about new stuff. Eventually, we're going to have to go home. We are going to stop and have Miller's.
Yep.
So
all right. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us here in Chicago. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And don't forget, we have a store in Chicago. We are on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and that's on Monroe and State. We are open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday is, I should know this, right? 9 to 7. Sunday is 10 to 6. And our Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
And don't forget, our 300th podcast is coming up, so please do us a favor. like us, like this video, and see you next time.